Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is 5 Minute Friday.
Special guest. His name is Mr. Tim Ferriss, and he is a 3-time New York Times bestselling author, an incredible human being, extremely intelligent. And for those that don't know him yet, I don't know where you've been, because we've had him on here a couple times before. This is his 3rd time on, and he has done some incredible things in the business world, the entrepreneurial world. He's an investor, author, now TV show extraordinaire host.
Best investment I've made in myself would be any time I schedule and record workouts consistently. That is just the scaffolding that allows me to do everything else more effectively.
Wow.
So anytime I get serious about training, all the other pieces fall into place. But despite that fact, it's very easy for, I think, everyone to drop that hat as soon as things get a little hectic. They're like, no,
I don't have time to work out.
Exactly. Which is it's completely the most counterproductive decision to make, yet it is a sin that I commit repeatedly. So I have to, but I do catch myself. Yeah. And that would be an incredible investment. Anytime that I do that.
And you say recording it though, you say that's like the second part of it is?
Right, tracking it. So writing it down, not necessarily recording the video.
Well, tracking it.
But yeah, having a system for determining progress or lack thereof, for planning, et cetera.
Yeah.
It just gives me positive feedback in a very concrete way that compels me to continue doing it. And I also think that exercise allows you to diversify your identity a bit. So what I mean by that is, if you have all of your eggs in the one basket that is the book you're working on, or the startup you're working on, or fill in the blank.
Or your family.
Or your family. Whatever, if you have all of your eggs in one basket, if anything takes a turn for the worse, and it could be for factors outside of your control, you can become depressed and your self-esteem can take a huge hit. You can feel like a failure. I find it helpful not to scatter your focus, but to have a couple of buckets or baskets, maybe even two, but where if you have a good day or a good week in the gym and you know it's good because you've been tracking it and you put 15 pounds in your deadlift or whatever it might be, even if other things go sideways,
you can
feel like you succeeded for that week.
Yeah, I like that.
In terms of the best investment in other people, I mean, I view my books as an investment in other people, and maybe that's a cop out, but I do one-on-one work with a lot of startup founders, for instance, and I do work with charities like Build, where I've taught entrepreneurship classes to at-risk youth in Oakland, and I've done that type of thing. But if I'm looking for the Archimedes lever that allows me to not just help other people, but provide them with a toolkit that allows them to hopefully be far better than I am at whatever I'm teaching, I think the books are that lever for me. So I'd say I view the books I don't write for me, the books I write for that purpose explicitly. I want them to be a guidebook that help the readers to far exceed whatever I've done with the tools that I'm sharing.
Do you have an idea for a future book?
I always have ideas for future books because it's an affliction. And I write the books because I only write books when I feel like it's easier to write the book than to keep it in my head as this nagging voice. If the book has to be written, then I'll write it. But I find writing very, very difficult. So there are a couple of ideas I'm kicking around. Nothing that I'm prepared to share just yet. But they would there would be no 4-hour at the beginning of the title.
There you go. And it would be a different chapter.
Very different from my previous books.
Okay.
Very different.
What do you think is the number one skill or asset that everyone should have that will always further them in life? If you could say there's one asset and skill that you need to have in your life or business, relationships, whatever it may be.
Being a good writer. good communicator in the written word. Yep. And I don't think it's hard to improve that. I think that a regular practice of writing, it could be journaling in the morning for 5 to 10 minutes with something like Morning Pages. People can Google that. You can actually Google what my journal looks like. So what my journal looks like, literally, and then my name and some examples will pop up. But having a regular writing practice, and it could be just an assignment that you give yourself once a week, and you're going to write 3 to 5 pages, and then you're going to pay someone to edit it or to review it. Mm. And that could be a teacher at a local college who does, say, creative writing classes, or it could be a friend who's a lawyer or a lawyer. Lawyers are very good at, not all of them, but they're very good at spotting sloppy language or sloppy thinking, words that are unnecessary, words that are easily confused. Mm-hmm. And just that practice of tightening up your writing will tighten up your thinking. Hmm. And so if you want to improve your thinking, the most concrete, tangible way to do that that is easy to manage is having a regular writing practice of some type. And the goal isn't to become a better writer. The goal is to become a clearer thinker.
Huh.
And no matter what you are doing in life, you are going to have to, especially in a digital world where email is going to remain king for the foreseeable future. And if not email, it's going to be text. There will be a text component because people can answer it asynchronously. Then you need to be a compelling communicator.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.